We are learning the Sefer Yevamos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We are beginning 10 lines from the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, beginning of a line. Yesar al Kain, Omer Rav Elazar B'Yaakov. Once we brought down Rav Elazar B'Yaakov, we're going to bring down a different inyan for Rav Elazar B'Yaakov. It's not a hemshich to Gemara before, but it's a different halacha from Rav Elazar B'Yaakov. Yesar Kain, Omer Rav Elazar B'Yaakov. Lo yisa adam isha medina zu, v'yelech yisa isha medina acheres. A person should not go, let's say he's going on business trips here and flies there, a vacation there. He shouldn't marry a wife in every place and then leave. Because what happens is, he lands up having children all these different places and no one knows exactly the yichas of them. And Shema Yizdav Guzelazah, and maybe one day someone will read a shidduch to Yankel from America and they say there's a bracha from Montreal and they make a shidduch between both of them. And it turns out they're really brothers and sisters. Because you don't know the yichas. So therefore, don't just pick up and marry someone in some place and then leave and go to another place and leave. Don't do that. Right? The Gemara, ain't he? B'chari, that was a minig of a certain grace of Amarayim. Ain't he? V'harav ki ikla dar d'shir. When he used to go to dar d'shir, machkes v'amar man havel yoyma. He said, who wants to be my wife for a day? Because he was machbed. He always wanted to have a wife. It protects him from chait, and he could get away with getting a wife for one day because he's such a big gadol, so everyone would want to be his wife for one day. And he used to go to different places and say, who wants to be a wife for a day? Rav Nachman ki ikla l'shanktziv, makrez on man havel yema. So what do you see? That you see these gadolim took wives for when they went on vacation, wherever they went, to take care of some kind of din Torah. Wherever they went, they got a wife.
But if we learned earlier, though, if these girls were
Be'ula,
of Basulas, then there's basically not a chance of them getting...
Okay, so they weren't a Basula. Don't say they Tafka Basula. I'm stabbed, they probably wasn't a Basula. Zok the Gemara, and for the Gemara, Shani Rabbanon to Bekiya Shemayu. If they have a child, everyone knows. They're very, very famous. And if they have a child, everyone knows it's their child, and therefore they won't come to Ach, to marry Achayisah. Very thing about Akasha on this Maisa by itself, this Rav and Rav Nachman, but Amar Rava, Tavu Alinase, in this Maisa, it's really like Shem Nekiyim. If you ask someone to marry you, and she says yes, she has to count Shem Nekiyim, because maybe she saw something called Dam Chimud, and therefore she has to wait 7 days. Zokta Gemara, and so Shaila has a help having the wife for one day, they're neither, so what's the help? And the Gemara, what? Dam Chimud means like from the ahava or the excitement of getting married, they could see down. That's what could happen. We're choshes for that. And therefore, we wait after Shiva Nekiyim. This is like one of like the maybe a loose makar for not seeing a chasnakal, not seeing a week before the chasana. So the Gemara, Rabbanon Shiluchayu said, what's that kashas? How can they marry for one day? L'chayra, there's a problem of Shiva Nekiyim. Rabbanon Shiluchayu have a meshadri umaydulahu. Here, the Rabbanon sent Shlichim ahead that they're coming and wants to be Yema, and they already Makadish them a week before already, and therefore, or they already agreed to get married a week before, and therefore, there's no problem of Shiv Nekim. That's one Teretz. The Bayisema, that the Rabbanon Yichud Ba'amu Udim Yachlu, they only did Yichud, they didn't actually marry them. Dama Mara, any day Mishas Lepas Basali, Mishayim Lepas Basali, there's no, not Daima, Mishas Lepas Basali, he has Pas Basali, he has a wife, he wants to marry her, but they didn't have Bia, only Yichud alone. Fake Tosis, that what's the Pas Basali if she's an Ida? So Tosis answers, since they knew it wasn't for sure going to happen, so therefore, there never was no Dam Chimud. No Dam Chimud, so you had Pas Basali. And he says it has to be like that, because if there is an Ida, there will be an Issa Yichud then. The law is, if they come neither, they'll be Issa Yichud. So if they want to be Yachud, obviously they didn't come neither. So the Torah says here, they didn't come neither because they knew it was only for Yichud Ba'am. And Tosis says, therefore, and the Mashal explains, they learned the body's name is on the first kasha also. The first kasha was, they're going to have a child, and it's going to be a child of Achaz Achaisai. There's also not going to have a child because it's only Yichud Ba'am. If they actually take this Pas Basalai seriously, they'll bring the wife with them, as Tosis says. Therefore, it's a body's name, not Tosis, the whole kasha was, that I worried a brother will marry a sister. And we answered because Rabbanon Bekiya Shemaya, because they're famous. Here, the Teretz is, it was Devon Degeya, because they only had the Yichud.
What's the Nisun?
What?
What would be the Nisun?
A Chuppah. They'll do a Chuppah, what do you mean? They'll do a Chuppah.
How is the Yichud keeping them away from Chet?
What?
How is just the Yichud keeping
them away? The Pas Basali, they have the option. If this is the Pas Basali, it means they have the option of having beer. That's an option. That's what it is.
Therefore, that takes away the...
Yeah, it takes away all the chait. Yeah, most of chait is always imagination. It's not the thing. So here, the pastor says, no. Zotim more about it. Tano Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. The Bryce says, well, Yaakov says, Leisa Odom Ishtoi. This is another a memory for Lesbi Yaakov. Not a hemshich to before. A person should not marry a wife, and his plan is to megarish her. Mishum Shenemar, it says in a pasuk in Mishlei, Al tachroish al re'echa ra'ah. Don't think quietly on your friend Ra. Vihu yoshev etachitach, and he's sitting there. Oh, he's no problem, my best friend. And meanwhile, you're planning something behind his back. Don't do that. That's a terrible thing to do. And so, same thing with marrying a wife. You shouldn't marry a wife, and you plan on divorcing her right afterwards. That's also to do. Zok the Gemara Vaita, very interesting Gemara coming up. Hold on to your seats. The next Gemara to talk about this suffix. Okay, we have his case. Reuven dies without children. Shimon marries his wife. They have a child, and it's a suffix by Rishon Ben Sheni. So we have here the suffix. He's called the suffix. The next Gemara, next Amud Gemara, he's called the suffix. We refer to him as the suffix. Okay, Zok the Gemara. Suffix v'yavam shabo lachlek menichle misna. Now we have here Reuven dies. Reuven was a fabulous oisher. He's a very rich person, and who gets the money? So here, it's very convenient for the suffix to say that's my father because he gets all the money. Shimon says, "What do you mean? That's the brother. I did Yibum, and it's all my money." So there's an argument over here. A big argument of big money over here. Suffix and the Yavam are arguing over Nikli and Misna. Suffolk is not the brother and Shimon. Suffolk is a Suffolk if it's Ben Reuven or Ben Shimon.
His argument is his father who gets money.
If it's not his father, it might be his uncle.
Yeah.
Right. That's the Suffolk. We call him a Suffolk. This is Suffolk. Suffolk with Yavam, Shabo, Laklak, Vinixim, Misna. They're arguing and they want to come split the Chasim, the possessions of Reuven. Suffolk, I'm the son of Reuven. Vinixim, it's my Chasim. But Yavam, Amar, At Baraydi, you're my son. At the last law for me, you have nothing, Benichse. You have nothing. It's all my money. Have a moment of mutter with Safik, a moment with Safik Halkin. It's a case, classic case of moment with Safik, a moment with Safik Halkin, and the Rishonim speak out, like the Rosh speaks out, that even though we usually have a machlekes, a mitzvah raya or Halkin, here, it's not a machlekes. Here, the Kuliyama Halkin, there's no one muchzik more than another one, and therefore, the Kuliyama, moment of mutter with Safik Halkin, they each have a taina of Misafik, and therefore, the halakha is you split it 50-50. What?
What happens in the first couple of years of the Suffolk's life?
What do you mean, in the first life?
He's not coming to business.
So he has a apotropos. The family hired a lawyer for him. I don't know. Look at the Gemara, right? They're not a case. Suffolk ubnei Yavam. The Suffolk ubnei Yavam shabo lachli michsi misna. Here we have a case that unfortunately Shimon passed away before they even had a chance. Like Moshe just said, they had a little baby and they had to wait a little older. He gets a little older until he can do the litigation. The time that happens, Shimon's dead already. And Shimon died. So now we have Reuven's millions of dollars and we have two parties arguing. We have the Suffolk and the children of Shimon. Shimon had children who were mamish, his children. So that's the Shaila over here. Suffolk and the Yavam Shabbat Lachat Mnichse Mistah. Suffolk Omar, the Suffolk says, Hu Gavra Bar Mistahu. I am the son of Reuven. Mnichse Lihu. It's all my money. All $10 million is mine. Bnei Yavam Amri, At Achinu At. The Bnei Yavam say, no, you're our brother. And you have to split it with us. We're all part of it. Now, really, technically, if you think about it, this Suffolk, Mr. Suffolk, he's getting something for sure. The Shaila is, let's say there's altogether two brothers and him, altogether three. Shaila's getting a third, or is he getting the whole thing? He's getting the 3.3 million, or is he getting to 10 million? That's the argument. The other guys might not get nothing. Either getting nothing or 10 million. That's the Shaila here. That's the argument here. So, what's the halacha? So, the Gemara says that we thought, they thought that maybe this is the first of Mishnah. The Tanan, there's a Mishnah that says, there's a Mishnah in Perek Noisim Ala Nusa, it's a Perek later on in the Masechta. There, the case was like this. You have two people, you have two separate people. You have Yehuda and Gimpel, two separate people. Yehuda and Gimpel both have nice big families. And there was one time a story where Yehuda and Gimpel had married the same wife at one point, and we're not sure, there's one child we're not sure it belongs to Yehuda or Gimpel. Yehuda and Gimpel are not related. But there's one child we're not sure it belongs to. And let's see, Yehuda dies or Gimpel dies. The halacha is, Yehuda's children say, you're not part of Yerusha, you're Gimpel's son. And when Gimpel dies, Gimpel's family says, you're Yehuda's son. They can each say, you get out of here. Because Ein Safek is a Vada. You're a Safek, we're a Vada, and get out of here. So that's the halacha later on in the Mishnah. So Mastisim, the Tan says in the Mishnah later on, who ain't a Yerush Isam, Vahain Yerush Maysai. But they are Yerush him because he's a Suffolk, so they Yerush him. Lehuda and Gipel's kids are Yerush the Suffolk because they're the Suffolk, but he's not Yerush them. So we thought to say, Vahach Ipcha, Hassam, I'm really Ice Rive Skull, Hacha Amalahu. Here the Suffolk tells the Shimon's kids, Ice Rive Skulu. We thought here it's the opposite, that the Suffolk says, I am the Vada, you guys are Suffolk. That's what we thought, it's Dharma Tah Mishnah. That's what he thought. Omlu Rav Mishashia. So the Rabbanim said it's from Rav Mishashia. Someone similar to that Mishnah. Omlu Mishashia, what are you talking about? Not doing at all. Mi dami. Hosam inu vadai v'iu suffik. There, in the case of Noisim al-Nusa, the Gimbal's kids and Yehuda's kids are vadoyim. They're 100% children. And he's a suffik. So it's ain't suffik, it's a vadai. Hacha idi v'idi suffiku. Here, even this Mr. Suffik is a suffik also, because he himself does not know he does not know what to do. He does not know where he's coming from. He himself doesn't have a tiny body. He himself doesn't have a tiny body. Ella, idamya.
Shimon's kids are.
What?
Shimon's kids are body.
Not in Reuven's mechasim. Remember, Reuven's one had left $10 million. Shimon's is a pauper. Shimon had Shimon's. It's one of Reuven's money. What does it do with being Shimon's kids?
Reuven's Shimon's brothers.
Yeah, yeah, but
Reuven died without children.
But Reuven has a son. It goes to him.
It's a Suffolk.
Right.
A
Suffolk. Yeah.
I'm sure Shimon is his brother.
No.
He's the Irish.
Shimon's not the Irish. Reuven's the Irish. Shimon's a Suffolk Irish as much as Reuven's a Suffolk Irish. And actually here it's even better because here this Suffolk is sure getting money. We said he's either getting $3.3 million or $10 million, sure getting something. It's not, but he's just coming with Suffolk. He's not sure how he's coming from. He's coming with Shimon's kid or the Reuven's kid. That's why it's not as good as the other case. Eliyid Damel Mastisim, if you want a case of the Suffolk that's doing it to the Mishnah in Nois Va'anusa, I'll tell you what the case is. Eliyid Damel Mastisim, Laha Damel. It's done with this case. The Suffolk of the Yavam, Lach Nichse Yavam, Gufe. You know what would be the Shaila? Let's say Shimon dies. Like, Shimon's the one who had the money here. And he dies. Their attack will be similar to the parak later on. The Hossam Amrilay, the children of Shimon tell you, I tell the Suffolk, I see Raya, the Chudat Vashkol, and then you can tell you. There is a case where it's done with there. They'll tell you, you know, bring a ride, you're Shimon's kid, and you'll get money. On Kaponim, we didn't give a sack on the case before. It could be from the Gemara later on, it's in Vuya what the case is, in the what the Loch will be in that case. But Kaponim, here, we came out that that's Kisi Suffolk Mele Yavon, is not similar to the case in Noisim al Hanusa. It's not a case of Noisim al Hanusa. So Rashi tells you, so I told you that the Gemara doesn't speak out the Psak on the Halacha. So back to our case of the $10 million of Reuven, right? So what's the Psak? I'm sure you're curious to know what the Psak is. Not the business. The Rashi says, Menir Be'enai, the Himansa Kamaydalush Shakal. He says like this, the $3.3 million he gets, because everyone's massing to that. They get 3.3 million. The other two-thirds, they split evenly. They split evenly. So if you figure out the percentage, but he will get over 50% of the money, and they will get the rest. So it'll end up pretty good. Okay. That's the halacha on that case. Now another case. You ready for another case? Sofik uvnei yavam shabon lachloik benichse yavam lebozal pal yavam nichse misna. Here the story is that the Sofik, Reuven had a lot of money, right? So now, when Shimon's alive, if they split it then, let's say like the child got older, they split it. So the Suffolk got 5 million, Shimon got 5 million, right? That's what he got. And they passed, they live like that for years, and then Shimon dies. What's the halacha now? So Suffolk the Yavam, Shabo Lachim, Nichse Yavam, Labasa the Apollo Yavam, Nichse Misna, after the Yavam already split the 50%. B'nei Yavam Amri, Aisi Raya Dachunat V'shkol. He says, we said before, that such a case, the Suffolk has no right in Shimon's Yerusha, right? Shimon says, bring a Raya, you're B'nei Shimon. So they say, you know what, get out of here, you're not getting any of the Yerusha. You have your 50% already, you're not getting any of the Yerusha. You're not a child of Shimon. Amalu Suffolk, the Suffolk says, let me tell you something. Marav Shechai, Marav Shechai. I achuchun ana, if I am your brother, havli ma'an tevadayu. Daichu, let me be split up now in Shimon's Yerusha. Vibar Mistano, oh, you tell me I'm Reuven's kid. Hovli Pak the Pak Bavukum Adoy, give me back my $5 million that he took. Make up your mind, who am I? Am I Reuven's son? I get the whole thing, all 10 million. Oh, you made it with suffix. You think I'm your thing, give me some of that also. You know, Manavshach, I should get the money. I should get more money, Manavshach. That's his taina. Gvaldika taina. So to Gemara, Rav Abba Marav Komdina. Rav Abba said like this, we already passed in 50-50, it's kamdina, it's over, it's over. That belongs to Shimon, this belongs to you. Now it's a new din Torah, and that, Yevein Samoiz Devadai, that the Safek can't take away from Shimon's kid. That's the kamdina. Rav Yirmiyahu no hadadina, you go back and revisit the case. That's the machlekes. Rav Abba says kamdina, revisit hadadina. No, you redo the whole thing. I'm saying they do the Marav Shach, and it's worth it. It must be worth it for him. Shimon has some money also, so it's worth it for him. Then they'll have to work it out again. Yeah, they just redo the whole thing, and then you have a Marav Shach. He'll get more money, and it's the Marav Shach. That's the Shalia. Come Dina and hold Dina. No, right here. Yeah, just saying, Rabbi Abba, you hold Rabbi Abba. So come Dina, you're a good company. It seems that we pass like that way, but there's Machlekes here. Rabbi Abba, hear me. Lame plukta the Admin Rabbanu Kamifki. Maybe this Machlekes Admin Rabbanu. What's Machlekes Admin Rabbanu? That's not look to the Mishnah. Misha halacha v'dinas yam. A guy goes away. This guy had a field in between other people's fields, and he had to walk through a field to get to his field. And he bought a derech, and he had a derech to one of the fields. But now he went away on a business trip v'dinas yam. He comes back, it's gone. Everything is planted. Every single derech is no derech anymore. You don't see any derech anywhere. But avloy derech. So his derech disappeared. So what do you do? He takes the shortest route and says, this is my route, I'm taking this thing. Either you can buy something for $100, or you go fly a kite. Mamish, literally, go fly in the air. That's what you tell him. You tell the guy here, either you buy it or get out of here. You don't have any road here. We asked Rabbanu, Shabbat come Admon. Admon's tiny good. I have a road here. Yeah, give me my road. We all agree I had a road here, so give it to me. So what's going on? What's around the Rabbanon? There are four people around him, four different people. And each guy says, no, you're right, you have a derech, I agree to you. But it's the other guy, it's not mine. So what's Pshat? Yachamai time to Admon. What's Pshat and Admon? If it's four who come to Kayach four, or four different people who came from one cellar, each one could push him off to the next guy. He says, it's not my field, it's your field, it's that field. They could push him off. What's the machlekes? Keep pligging with chad, that's the kayach haba. Where there's one owner now on all four sides, and Admon tells the guy, I own, in your properties, I own a road. But he came with kayach haba. So Admon saw, I have a road by you. There's no shal about it. I have a road by you. Rabbanan Sabri, Rabbanan say, no. Domalei, you say like this. This one guy tells him, if you're quiet, good, I'll give you a good price, the garage says. If you're quiet, I'll give you a good price, buy a road. If not, I'm going to give back the stores to the sellers, and you'll have nothing. So be quiet, take a good price, good. If not, you'll have nothing. You won't be able to handle a din. So we have machlekes here, Rabbanan and Admon. And the Gemara wants to tell you a very good thing. The Gemara wants to say, this machlekes, kam dina hadadina. That according to the Rabbanan hold, kam dina. Why, what does it mean they hold kam dina? They hold that since when four people owned it, it was a muchzik that this guy couldn't take a road from them. That's kam dina. The Gemara has to have me that it's called kam dina, and that's called kam dina. And therefore, that's like Rav Abba. The Admon holds no hadadina, that even though when they had four, he didn't have a right. Now on one, you have a right. So therefore, he holds hadadina. So maybe the machlekes Admon Rabbanon is machlekes Rav Abba and Rav Yirmiyah. Lim Rav Abba don't make Rabbanon. Rav Abba holds kam dina, holds Rabbanon. And Rav Yirmiyah amad ka Admon. Amloch Rav Abba no shayches. I know the Amri afilu ka Admon. That sugya has nothing to do with kam dina hadadina. I can even stim like Admon. I hold kam dina. I still stim Admon. Why? Admon come Admon hasam. Dear Admon says he has a taina. Admon says, you're one owner now. I for sure have a road by you. Don't give me any things that you bought. You have a road. You have a road by you. Here, in the case of the Suffolk fighting with the children of Shimon, you can't say avada. He's not a tainus bari. He's not sure. He's making a marav shach on you, but he's not 100% sure where he's coming from. And there you can say a din of kam dina. There, he doesn't have a strong tainer. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Malach, Rabbi Yirmiyahu says like this: I know that I feel the rabbanon. I can go even feel the rabbanon, even though I say hadadina over here. I can say the rabbanon here that he has a tainer of ishaskus. Why? I can't come rabbanon hasam elam shnomli ishaskus. And the story with the Derech, he has a tiny vishaskas. Here by the Sufik and the Mnayavam, you don't have this tiny of ishaskas. You don't have a tiny of ishaskas. So therefore, we're saying it's two separate machlekes. And one machlekes, you say ishaskas or not, and what a tiny zvari they were handling. Mashain kevas is a whole new shiloh with a Sufik. It's a whole new shiloh. And here, taka, we have a different, we have machlekes here of kom dina or hadadina. And Mi'at Hashem, on tomorrow's year, we will continue a few more cases of the Sufik and the Bnei Yavam.